Listen, bitch, your health is important, especially nowadays with Corona and all. So, what better way to keep you on your feet than with the new Lemon Drop from Reed's Lemonade? Not only is it geared to aid your immune system, but it's also suggested that it be served warm to help boost the soothing feelings that it provides. With ingredients such as mint, ginger, and lemongrass, its sole purpose is to be beneficial for your health. That's why the only sweetener in this is natural, unrefined wildflower honey. So, head to reedfreshing.com to get some for yourself today. Goodbye. Hey, how's it going? I'm back with another guest, and this one you've never heard before because it's my cousin. Anyway, without further ado, let's get started. Thomas, how are you?
Brie, what's going on? What's going on?
So, this is my cousin Thomas. Thomas, this is people who decided to listen to my podcast this week.
Wow, these 9 people sound cool. I bet they're cool.
You is rude. I am global, okay? I have people in the United States, Australia, Netherlands, and Germany. Come for my neck again.
Oh, the Dutch. Okay, cool.
I hate you so much. Okay, so this episode is about high school, the worst times of my life. I hated it. Who needs high school? Do you think high school is a necessity to accomplish life?
I mean, it depends how you're asking it. School-wise, like with learning stuff, no. but socially, yes.
So
you need trials.
Social trials. Okay, so you're telling... So, all right. Homeschoolers. I think homeschoolers are really, really smart. I feel like they have an upper hand in society. However, they're socially awkward. Maybe because of the... They lack the, trials of high school.
Yeah. Not all of them, because I go to school with a couple of them that are really cool. But definitely... I don't know. Maybe have a learning curve, I think, maybe. Some social stress or something like that. Anxiety.
Speaking of probably. Curve, let's flatten a curve by staying home with quarantine.
Stay home. Wash your hands.
Wash those bleach, nasty please. Ass hands. Nasty
oh God,
ass.
Please.
You smell so goddamn. Anyway, how would you describe your high school experience?
Oh my God. Well, I started out as like a big school, like 1,000 kids, 2,000 kids, like a regular like school, like a public school. And then like halfway through, I switched schools and I wanted to play basketball for some odd reason at this smaller school. Loved it to death, but it was in the heart of Memphis, Tennessee, which is kind of rough.
Bra.
It's kind of in the hood.
Man.
It's kind of in the hood a little bit. Whitehaven. You know, best wings in the best wings, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I switched from a majority white school to a school where I was the white boy. And field day had fish fries and all that. So
did you just say
high school was
fish fries?
Yeah. Fish fries at field day, yeah. I kid you not.
Okay. Well, you know, when we had trips to Clarksdale, that was my first time ever having Kool-Aid pickles. Ooh. And I fell in love. Like every time we had to go to Clarksdale for like a game, I would be mad and scared. Mad because we gonna burn them. They ain't a factor. Scared. They literally flattened the tires of a ref before they ghetto, and we have to have police escorts to and from the gymnasium. Excited, I get Kool-Aid pickles and fried chicken at the concession stand.
And I'm sad because your arteries are clogged. And your cholesterol is
shot.
Still high.
I hate my high school. I'm going to just say it now. I hate my high school. Please. I don't like the teachers. I don't like the staff. Okay, I liked the janitors. There's always this one sassy black janitor at every high school that you get along with. And her name was Gloria. And I loved Gloria. But I hated my high school. It was full of stupid people. It was filled with borderline racism. It was horrible, okay? But I did have a very embarrassing moment. Before I share my moment, what is your most embarrassing moment in high school?
Oh my God. I know you were asking me to. But most definitely has to be junior year. Mind you, I'm at a hood school. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only kid that is proper, I guess you could say. And for some reason, my teacher wanted me to speak in front of the whole school randomly on a Wednesday morning. And I was like, why? But walked in and then I couldn't say no to anybody. Oh my goodness. Me having a speech impediment my whole life. I'm like, why'd you choose me? Like, you rude. Why you do that to me? But still did it. And I got up in front of everybody and was like stuttering. And I mean bad. The whole basketball team was in the front row chuckling. I was like, man, I'm finna kill all y'all when I get off the stage. I'm gonna blow up the school. No. I didn't say that, but most definitely has scarred me for life.
Dang.
Yeah. That or one time in Spanish, I think it was also my freshman year at this bigger school, and it was like last hour of school, and I had a a big apple for lunch, like green apple, and I don't know, apples are like full of fiber, and fiber break down your bowel, I guess, and Spanish class, bruh, I had to boo so bad, and with like 5 minutes left in class, I just grabbed my bag and left because I had to go. Boo Boo. Then I had to catch the bus, so I had to have time in between to really kind of like, I want to save my life and get on the bus to go home because I ain't had no ride. But yeah, that's my story.
Oh my gosh. I took Spanish 1 and 2 in high school and still don't know anything. Muy bien.
Oh God, I don't.
Delicioso. bro, I don't know if I mentioned this story on my podcast or not. I don't know. I don't think I've ever told you the story about our van. Have I told you the story about our van?
No.
Okay. Everyone, take a seat. Get comfortable. So, Lord Jesus.
Sit down.
So, in high school, me and my brother became very active in sports athletics, okay? We were a part of our varsity team in high school, and we're also doing competitive outside of school, right? So, my parents wanted us to have a decent ripping and running car, you know, to travel in when we go for competitions and stuff, right? My dad's cheap. He went and bought a light blue Honda Odyssey van. Okay? It was old. It was like early 2000s. It was not updated.
When was this? When was this?
Hush. Let me finish.
I don't remember this man at all.
Because you'll know why. Okay. So, I hated that van. I honestly thought it was like a retirement home van. I did not like that van at all. I was always embarrassed when we had to go out in that van. I had a crush on a wide receiver at my school, right? And I thought he was the cutest thing ever, and he was like the best, okay? Anyway, so he was playing and I went to his game and I was cute and I was cheering. Da, 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 da. Game is over with and I get a text. No, I get a phone call. Hey, we outside. And I'm just like, okay, what y'all in? We in the van. And I'm just like,
tragic.
So you know how like at the end of high school football games, like everybody just like hang out, you know what I'm saying?
Facts,
so
facts.
I want everybody to leave, you know, especially him. Like I wanted him to go ahead and get in the locker room before I go and get in my, you know, get in the van.
So, slide in the van. Yeah.
So I'm waiting around talking, la da da da, you know, just like twirling hair, being me, acting silly. I get another phone call. Come on out here. We want to go home. I'm just like, God, dog. So I head to, Jesus Christ, I head to the front of the entrance, which they sitting in the middle, just waiting, right? Just sitting in the middle. I make a beeline with my head down, like super fast there, right? Unlock the, like, you know, the open slide door. You open it, you slide it back, you get in, right? I get in the door, I go straight to the back. Whoosh, and then the light.
Sliding door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the lights turn on, right? Illuminating a hole inside, right? So I get in the door, and Brandon is sitting, like, it's two rows. Like, you have the two seats in front, and then you have the big row in the back. I went straight to the big row in the back, and I just, like, lay down. And
So how old is Brandon at this time?
I think Brandon is like a freshman. Brandon is a freshman in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, he a freshman. So Brandon gets, I think Brandon is a freshman. If Brandon ain't a freshman, then he's still in middle school at this time. So
eighth grade.
Yeah.
Seventh.
Yeah. Brandon is in the seat up front and I'm in the seat in back. I'm thinking Brandon gonna close the door to help a girl out. He don't close no door. He just sit there. You forgot to close the door. And I'm like, no, you close it for me. I ain't trying to let people see me. Here come Roy. Close that door. And I'm like, So it's illuminating
the whole. You know, Roy kind of stuttered a little bit.
Close, stop.
I'm just playing. So, love you, Roy.
He don't listen to this. So I'm getting up to close the van door, and the whole, it's illuminating the whole thing, and I'm closing it, but it's stuck, it won't move, right? And then it won't move, and then it's been, you know how when it sits open for a long time, it makes a lot of noise, right? So it goes like door ajar noise, right? So it's illuminated, you can see everybody's faces inside the van, and it's making noises, right? At this point, everybody outside is looking at the van. I'm trying to close the door. Then next thing you know, as soon as the sound go off, he yelling, close the door. Just close the door. Just close it. Why you ain't? Just close the door. Take your time. Just close it. Close the door. Take your time. He's yelling. The lights are on us. And the siren is going off. And everyone's staring. So I'm just like, I can't. And then I look up. My crush is staring right at the van. I'm just like, oh my god. And then at that moment when I looked back down, he was like, just forget it.
He took off.
Yes. He took off with the door open.
With the door
and
open.
And the sound going off and the lights on. So everybody at this point is outside watching us drive off with the door open, the lights on, and the siren going off. And then they're like, who was that country ass family?
Ooh, we just smell so straight from Mississippi. Jesus.
So he gets down, he gets to the end of the parking lot, and then he stops the car and gets out and closes the door. And at this point, I'm just like, oh my God, Mama and Brandon are just laughing their butts off. And I'm just completely embarrassed, right? So, you know how football games are on Fridays, right? So on Monday, I'm walking down the hallway towards practice. I see my crush. Hey, Bree. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, did you go to the game? Yeah, I went to the game. Yeah, he's like, was that you out front? I was like, what you talking about? He was like, was that you y'all folks got a van, right? I was like, a van? He's like, I could have sworn I saw you and your family in a van.
Struggling.
Outside. And I was like, nah, we don't own no van. Bro, I'm sitting here straight lying, right? Till this day. Bro, till this day, this man, if he see me, he'll be like, didn't your folks had a van? Because we was at a track meet once, and he was like, yeah, your folks had a van, right? I was like, nah, we had a Suburban. Because as soon as that incident happened, I went straight to my mom. I like, we got to get rid of this van. We got to get rid of this van. And mom was like, that van is embarrassing. We need something else. So then that's when we bought the Suburban.
Yeah. Okay, because I never saw the van ever in my life, and I've known you my whole life.
No, you know I did not like that van. I told him, get rid of that van. So mom was like, hey, the van is embarrassing. Let's get a better car. So that's when they bought the Suburban. So we pulled up at a track meet in a Suburban, and like, yeah, ooh, I just said his name. And my crush was like,
I can bleep it out when you make this edit.
Yeah. My crush is like, I thought y'all had a van. I was like, what you talking about? He was like, bro, I could have sworn y'all had a van like not too long ago. I was like, bro, we always had the Suburban. Who you trying to compare me to? Like, you need to chill out. Like, till this day, like, that is the most traumatic experience I've ever had. Having that man yell at me, talking about some, just close the door, take your time, close the door, close the door, forget it. And then just everybody just looking.
That's so funny.
That's my embarrassing moment.
So, tragic.
Are you looking?
And you're like a junior, right?
Huh? I think I was like a sophomore and junior.
Okay.
Yeah. That was bad. So everyone looks forward, or everyone at least dreads their high school reunion. Do you think in 10 years or whatever, your 10-year reunion at your high school, would you be like, I don't really want to go and see these people?
First, let me say my school is no longer a thing anymore. I was the first class to graduate, and one more graduated after me. Then the Shelby County said, no, y'all ain't doing no work over there. So they kind of killed that. But most definitely, we'll have a little high school reunion one day, I hope. But yeah, I think I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to be rich, I believe. I'm Big Money Tom Tom, as you some may know. And I've been manifesting that since I was like 8.
What grown man call himself Tom Tom?
Man, relax, bro. I'm 21, girl. Man, relax.
I'm Big Money Tom Tom. Boy, if you'll take yourself back to Toys R Us and stock them Legos.
What, girl? But
oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, do you look forward to yours?
Hell no, I hate everybody there.
What?
I don't like none of them folks. Them folks is mad, disrespectful, and rude. I told you about one of these teachers. I was returning a book to the library, and she was like, oh, Bree, I didn't know you knew how to read. See, I don't like these fuckers. Yes, I do not want to go back to that. If they have a high school reunion and they invite me, I want to make sure that I am the flyest bitch in the room. And half of these bitches already got families. They got married as soon as they left high school. After high school, they were like,
"Well, that's
a country,
bro. That's a country move."
Yes. And
it's a country move.
Homecoming, I was the only girl that was like, I would like to go to a SEC Division I school and play and, like, you know, be a part of athletics and go, like, you know, go to college and be smart. Everybody else was like, I would like to start a family. I would like to find my husband. And I'm just like, girl, you should want something better for yourself.
Like, y'all skipping a part of life.
Yeah. Right after high school, you want to go ahead and sell your soul to a marriage? No. Let me see the world first. Leroy, let me see the world first. Go away. So but yeah, no, I wouldn't.
But yeah, I get that now, like with college and everything. Like, me being at like a smaller school now. And like, the students there kind of come from rural areas, you know what I'm saying? So like folks leaving school married already, or they finna be married, like rushing into everything. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, what? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I had to sit back and look at myself. I was like, damn, do I want that? Like, sometimes part of me was just like, dang, like, they married. They got their whole life together. Girl, them folks ain't got their life together. They might post it on Facebook to seem like their life is together. But them folks is struggling, honey. You don't know what other folks got going on. Trust and believe.
I'm not bashing them, but my lifestyle, my mentality is wait till I'm ready financially.
To get married.
Yeah, for that, for anything.
Everything settles down. I want to be like, hey, ask me to marry me. You know?
Really?
Yeah, like when everything settles, once I finally get a dude and everything settles, I want to be married probably around like 27. And then I want to have one kid in my 20s. And then the rest I'm going to have in my 30s. But after 35, I ain't having no
kids. The rest?
Yeah, I want to have four.
The rest?
I want to have four.
What? But that's mouths to feed. That's mouths to feed.
I know. Clothes. I know. That's why I want.
To wipe and wash.
I want.
Can't do it.
That's why I want to have. I just say when everything settles and we both have a career. Duh. But then everything's going to end at 35. After 35, if I don't have my four kids, I'm not going to have any more. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, because your biological clock starts ticking. And the older you get, your baby going to be a little messed up.
You hilarious.
that oven you is hilarious. Old. That oven is old and it ain't gonna cook everything all the way through.
Out.
It ain't gonna cook everything all the way through.
Right.
You're gonna have some half done babies.
Right. There's gonna be some salmonella in the babies.
Bro, gonna have pink inside, a medium rare chicken. You don't come in here.
Man, gonna be ooh.
You know how they had labels on people in high school, like jocks and nerds and etc. Like, what was your label? Like, if you could label yourself, what category would you fit in?
Definitely, at my like smaller school that I finished at, I mean, it was definitely the kid that's gonna make the most money. the smart, dumb kid, like I'm. Like goofy, but
okay.
Like when it comes down to it, like I'm gonna do right and do my work, you know.
Okay.
Like so like slash nerd, I guess. It's like a nerd a little bit, yeah. I mean, but at my first school, I would say I don't know if I fit into like labels or anything. Like I hate labels. So I don't know. I'll ask the people and let them answer that if they know me. I mean, not famous or anything. I'm just saying.
Ask my fans and get back to me when they...
Ask my followers, my loyal fans. I love you. I'm me because of you. Oh, my goodness.
Big money Tom Tom.
It's my name. Don't use it.
Okay, so I don't really feel like if I could be put in a bin... that had a label on it, I would be put in the goofy bin. Like, I could fit in everywhere. I was cool with the band people. I was cool with the nerds. I was cool with, like, you know, the emo people. I was cool with the jocks. Like, I was pretty cool with everybody. Some teachers, I was a teacher's pet, but some teachers, I wanted to slash their tires and dookie in their drawer. Like, I didn't...
Duke?
Yes. I did not like them at all.
Tragic.
But, would I consider myself a bad child in high school? Yes. I did say... I got wrote up a lot in high school. I got a paddling in high school.
Paddling?
Yes.
Why? You old. I mean, that's an old... that's an old punishment.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, that was freshman year, because I just got there.
Okay.
I was doing talking back to my teachers. My teachers didn't like me. I don't even care. Fighting with dudes.
Why?
I called one. We was having a discussion in class, and this girl said her parents weren't married when they had her. So I said she was a bastard, and they wrote me up.
You just stating the facts. You know what I'm saying? Like.
How I, that's what I'm saying. Like, I said, that child is a, you are a bastard child. Your parents was not married when they had you. She was like, Brianna, apologize. I was like, but I'm saying the truth. And she was like, I'm writing you up. And I'm just like, do what you gotta do. Like, don't sit up here and act like this girl was made. Like, your parents probably got married because you were, because your mama was like pregnant with you. Don't come to me with that.
Facts.
You ever been wrote up?
And me, one time.
What you do?
One time at middle school.
Oh, I got wrote up. I got a lot in middle school. Oh my God. A lot. More than high school.
One time in middle school. That's it. For one time, I was in the wrong homeroom at the end of the day. I was trying to spit game, I believe. And then it just kind of backfired when the teacher was like, Thomas, you're not in my homeroom, are you? I'm like, no. But... no. And then she just got attitude real quick. I'm like, bro, like, what is 5 minutes left in the school day? Like, why are you tripping? But I had detention that Friday. But besides that, I'm a rule follower. Sadly.
I got wrote up a lot. Sadly. I got wrote up in middle school for a lot. I kissed a person. I got wrote up. I fought a girl. I got wrote up. I skipped school. I got wrote up. I was bad.
Skipped school. Oh, speaking of skipping school, senior skip day.
I ain't do that.
I'm like, y'all had it?
We really? Had it, but I didn't do it because...
why?
I had practice.
True. True.
But we did do the prank.
Oh my God, what'd you do?
I just wrote DJ Applesauce everywhere. And they were like, Bree, you are a dumb perp. We know who DJ Applesauce is. And I was just like, I mean, it was like, we would tell you to clean it up. I was like, no. No. They were like, we know who that is. And I'm like, yeah, it was me.
You're a dumb criminal.
You ever had like a crush on one of your teachers?
Not high school, middle school.
I did in high school. These folks love more than y'all.
Oh, rude.
Just rude. I had a crush on a coach in high school, but then I found out these coaches was actually getting down with these girls. It was great. It was wild. Oh my yes. God. Our coaches was well, like.
I believe it, though. I believe
our
it.
Our coaches was like, oh, you want it? Bet. Gave it to them. Oh, and as God. Soon as they graduate, they got married. Who?
Oh, God.
Who was in charge? Who was in Nobody. Charge?
Nobody. Not Jesus.
Not oh, Jesus. If it was me, I would have flipped that whole high school upside down. You had a high school car?
Yes. Yes, my car that I have now. My Hyundai Sonata. Slick was mad at my mom because I was like, bro, mom, I want a Jeep. But I have grown to really love my Sonata. Straight on gas. And then sometimes it gets real hot though, because I ain't got no tent. So my leather seats be scalding me. I mean, yeah. But I don't know. One day soon, I'm going to get me a Jeep, I think.
Mm-mm, don't get you a Jeep. They gas guzzlers. A Jeep ain't an everyday car now.
Mustang? No. I saw an Audi today. It was so nice. It was so nice.
My next car is an Audi Q5 or an Audi Q7. It's one of them. Watch. Watch.
Hold on. Let me look that up. My Wi-Fi is tripping, but let me look.
You going to look up the car?
Yeah.
Well, my high school car was a Ford Expedition. That little Expedition truck. It was all black.
Really?
That was my high school car. Now, I love trucks. I love me some trucks. And that was my high school vehicle. And when I graduated high school, my college car was a Toyota Camry, the little white car I had.
Yeah.
But, and now I got a...
You went everywhere in that car.
My Toyota Camry?
Yeah.
Boy. Don't you be looking for... that. Everybody knew... First of all, everybody knew my tag because I had a personalized tag that says Apple Swag. So everybody on campus knew my car. And every time they saw it, I was leaving campus.
Oh, God.
I'm everywhere. Alabama, Arkansas, wherever I can go. I was everywhere. For no reason. Nashville. I was everywhere. for no reason. Endangering myself. Just endangering myself. Oh
God, not even. But no, if we look up the Audi Q8 right now.
Yes, I know. But it's like $60,000. I'm not gonna figure it out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's 68.
Yeah.
God no.
Mm-mm. You're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Do you have people from high school like following you on Facebook and definitely folks that you don't like trying to hit you up? Uh-huh, I like your pic, girl, don't talk to me, we almost fall.
Nah, not like mine kind of hood, like my like my Facebook feed is really kind of hood. Like I go on there to see a fight or two, or you know what I'm saying, see a hood video like TikTok or something and stuff. Mm-hmm. I made my Facebook in high school, I think, at school actually. It's like they follow me first and whatever, so but yeah, my Facebook is a trip daily.
My Facebook is full of old people that like I went to school with and I don't like, and folks be requesting me like, girl, no, you know I don't like you, you know, right. You two-faced it, you probably right. Mature, but I'm still not gonna allow you to lurk, you know. And people come go on my page commenting on pictures, lol girl, miss
we
you
hate it.
Shut up, hoe, I don't we like you it. You don't miss me,
right?
Yeah, girl, right. Bad request denied. if you could go back to high school, like start your life all over to high school, would you?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
Fuck that place.
I mean, slick, like, I don't know. I like where I'm at now. Now, like, I'm ready to graduate college, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, on the high school was different, but I hated it, honestly. Like, stuck in time.
Oh, what? I'm stuck in time right here in the house for quarantine. It's some bullshit.
Need to be doing some work, honestly, probably. He's probably behind.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm ahead on my work. It's, don't get me started about the WORK, okay? Some people say that the person that you were is... Because the mower outside. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Some people say that the person that you were as a child shapes you in the future. Like, I was a childish fatty. Now I'm a childish fatty in real life. Like, that. Like, if you was an asshole at 3, you will remain an asshole at the age of 45.
Yeah.
You feel like that's accurate?
For me, I mean, at 3, I probably was in my feelings a lot. Oh, I got my feelings hurt when I didn't get my way. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I will always be a crybaby / a spoiled brat. So, yeah, definitely.
You know what's funny? Like, people who were popular and had their shit together in high school and stuff and be like, oh, wow, I have a BMW and I'm driving it to school and I'm so cute. They're fat. Yeah. Yeah. They're unhappy. They live in a trailer park. And the popular guy's on drugs. He went to jail for, like, capital murder.
Facts.
Like, all those people that you thought were, like, you know.
Like, so cool.
Yeah, like, you put on a pedestal because of the way they dress or the way they act. They out the house. They broke. Yeah. They on drugs. You know, they taking pictures and they got roaches on their faces. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, nerds win. Nerds win at the end of the day, I think. Nerds win.
Oh, God. Nerds like, for real. Win.
For real.
So, don't be caught up in the fame, kids.
Don't. Study. I hope no study. Child don't go out. Don't do nothing with your life in high school. Just study. Nah, don't do that. But please don't.
Did high school prepare you for college?
God, no.
No.
God, no. My father did.
Let me tell you something about my high school. If you're black, they'll prepare you for nothing, honestly.
Really?
They'll be surprised if you even go to community college. I was at the movies with my friend Ray, and we ran into two of these bitches. they were teachers at my school. They're like, they knew her because, you know, she was very active and she was very smart and she did other things in sports, you know, and those teachers didn't really care about sports. They cared about, you know, smart people, right? I mean, I was smart. I just didn't like them bitches. Anyway, so we came in to be like, oh my gosh, hey, Ray. Oh my God, hey, Ray. And Ray was like, oh yeah, you remember Bree, right? And they looked at me like, who the fuck is she? And they're like, no, Brianna, no, I don't remember you. And then Ray was like, she played like volleyball. And track. Like, she was the only person fucking doing something at the school. Her name is hanging in the gymnasium. They're like, no. And then I had the audacity. Did you go to college? Bitch. I was like, yeah, I just graduated a year ago. Really? What college did you go to? Mississippi State University, ho. And I graduated in 4 years. And I know your daughter, she's still there. And she's been there for 8 years. And guess what? She's still a junior.
She ain't doing nothing.
That don't add up. You know what I'm saying?
She got an easy major.
Girl, and boy, these folks. She tried me talking about some, did you go to college? Looking at me like.
She hate.
Yes, I went to college. I'm educated. I got a degree. I will cut you in this parking lot. I hate these folks at my school. They so rude.
I don't talk to nobody from my school. Like a few guys like that went to school with me, but the staff, no, never.
No. Staff is hating. Now they all on Brandon though. Oh, of course they all on Brandon. Oh my gosh, Brandon, I knew you were a star. Man, shut up. Y'all was rude. Y'all was rude to me and him.
What I don't get is why do staff members and most of like principals and stuff, like why do they even do that? Like do their job when they don't even like kids, bro. Like you don't like kids, why are you here? You know what I'm saying?
Like substitute teachers fighting kids.
Like why are you here? Stay home.
Yeah. Like, and folks be like, I hate kids. What's your major? I mean, what's your degree? What's your job? Oh, I'm a principal.
Teacher.
Like,
What?
I'm the board of education, but I don't have kids and I hate them. Like, I literally got my tubes tied just in case my husband tries to impregnate me. But so you on a board of education.
Why are you here? Exactly.
That don't make no sense at all.
I mean, like, you just want to check now. You just want to check. That's it.
Yes. Yes. Obviously.
That's it.
So yeah, this is the end of this one. High school.
I made it through it.
You made it through. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I mean, I don't want to use your platform, but starting my own podcast soon.
Oh, plug yourself. Plug yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
Plug yourself.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Called Work in Progress, WIP for short. Like, it's going to be about just stories, memories that I've had with my friends. Really, to have a platform to say, man, I love you, bro. You're my man, stuff like that, and really share our flaws and stories of how we learned and what we have learned too as well. So please look out for that. You know what I'm saying? Work in progress.
Yeah, totally. When you have it up and running, I will most definitely plug you on my platform as well.
Definitely, thank you.
All my little 9 followers you was talking about earlier.
9 followers and the Dutch.
And the Dutch and Netherlands, Australia, and shout out to y'all in Germany. Christine in Germany. Shout out to Christine in Germany. Listening to my podcast, you guys. Thank you for supporting me. And I would love it if you guys will also support my cousin Thomas when his pop up. I will most definitely put a preview on here and plug him in and out as much as possible. And y'all can continue to love. Cool.
Sensational.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Once again, I really appreciate you guys for supporting me, and I would also like you guys to support my cousin and his come out, but until he actually makes one, goodbye.